In this video, we're going to talk about whether there's a height premium in Mexico. And by height premium, I mean, do tall people in Mexico make more on average than shorter people? There's a well-documented height premium. Researchers have found historical examples. They've found it in current countries. They've also found it both in rich and in poor countries. So why is there this height premium, and why is it so ubiquitous? Well, it's been argued that height is positively associated with things like physical health, endurance, overall robustness. This is especially important, of course, for occupations that require strength. So for countries that have a lot of manual labor occupations, this would be important. But how about for rich countries, where a lot of jobs don't require physical strength? Well, there the premium may be explained in good part by cognitive ability. Like the strength hypothesis, this idea is based on the fact that physical health and cognitive ability share a lot of early life inputs, like good early life nutrition and care. So is there a height premium in Mexico, and if so, what explains it? I think the Mexican case is especially interesting because there's a large indigenous and rural population, and these groups typically have been shorter and poorer than the urban and non-indigenous. A study of more than 18,000 Mexican households in 1999 found that almost two-thirds of indigenous children, less than 5 years old, were in the two lowest deciles of socioeconomic status. Only 15% of the non-indigenous families were in those same deciles. Also, stunting is around 3 times more common among the indigenous children, 44%, than non-indigenous children, around 15%. What we mean by stunting is reduced growth rate in human development, typically in height and also in weight, caused primarily by malnutrition in early childhood. The same study found that stunting was much more common in rural regions than urban ones. In the rural areas, it was around 32% of the households, while in urban ones, it was around 12%. The biggest difference was between the wealthy urban north of Mexico, where there was only about 6% of stunting, and the mostly rural and poor south, where there was 40%, so almost 7 times higher than the wealthy urban north. To test whether there's a height premium in Mexico, the researcher Tom Vogel looks at the Mexican Family Life Survey in 2002 and 2005, and specifically limits the sample to men aged 25 to 65. So what does the average worker look like in this sample? Well, the average worker is 40, 5'5.5" tall, with 8 years on average of education, and makes about $2 an hour. 15% of the sample is indigenous, and 90% of the workers are in manual labor jobs. So what does Vogel find? Well, specifically, it finds that each centimeter of height above the average is equivalent to 2% higher wages. Height is also positively associated with things like educational attainment, cognitive test scores, and self-reported health. Should note as well that Vogel controls for such factors like early health conditions and the parents' socioeconomic status, but even taking those into consideration, the height premium remains in Mexico. He also finds that taller men self-select into more cognitively demanding occupations and out of strength-based jobs. He finds the same pattern for indigenous and rural-born men. The height premium for taller men in these groups is no different. However, there is a bigger penalty for being short. One thing that's especially interesting about these results is that they're very similar to ones found for rich countries, where tall workers self-select into brain over brawn occupations. And Vogel finds that this phenomenon is almost totally due to the fact that tall workers have higher average educational attainment, just like they do in the U.S. and Canada. If you'd like to learn more about this topic, Tom Vogel's paper is available online and is titled Height, Skills, and Labor Market Outcomes in Mexico. And the statistics on indigenous and rural populations and stunting was taken from a paper called Conclusions from the Mexican National Nutrition Survey 1999, Translating Results into Nutrition Policy. This was in Salud Pública de Mexico, but is also available online.